A committee approved the Senate GOP's plan to overhaul Indiana's Medicaid expansion program Thursday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports the Senate committee removed the lifetime eligibility limit from the bill.
The bill still makes major changes to the Healthy Indiana Plan, or HIP, including reintroducing Indiana's previously halted work requirements and an enrollment cap. Senator Chris Garten says the committee amended the language to offer the Family and Social Services Administration some flexibility on the enrollment cap.
We're stating our legislative intent of wanting a cap of 500,000, but we're also recognizing that the federal government may say differently or may rule differently, and so we're giving the secretary that flexibility with that provision.
Garten says the bill addresses the growth of Medicaid in the state budget. However, the state's general fund doesn't pay for HIP. 90% of HIP is funded by the federal government, and the rest is covered by a combination of a fee Indiana hospitals pay and cigarette taxes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
The bill now moves to the full Senate.